Good morning, Mother Earth. Thank you for all your abundant gifts. Good morning, Father Sun. Thank you for feeding all living things on Earth. Thank you, Plant Kingdom. Thank you, trees and plants, for converting the sun's light into edible foods that we can consume and digest, and for providing oxygen in the air that we breathe. Good morning, water. Thank you for being 75% of our body. We are one, and we bless you and protect you because we cannot live without you. Good morning, Animal Kingdom. Thank you for your companionship, your beauty and splendor, and for your sacrifice of life so that we may eat and live. Thank you, Great Spirit, that moves in all things. Thank you for our lives and for the opportunity to be here and to be of service in this sacred earth garden of life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello and welcome to Shaman's Keep. This is Caroline Wise King, your host, and I want to thank you all for joining us today. I don't know what part of the world you're living in, but we're having a heat wave here in the Las Vegas area of the desert southwest. It's about 114 today, I think, and supposed to get up to 118 on Sunday. So you gotta love it. You know, you have to love the sun and the heat and everything about it to live in an area like this. It doesn't usually get quite that hot. I don't mind if it's 105, 118 is a little uncomfortable, but it is what it is. So today we're going to do a show that's a little bit different than we usually do. It's not exactly about shamanism per se. It's going to be more about astrology and earth-based astrology at that. But it's all connected. And you'll see where we're going with this shortly. I'm going to introduce our guest, Star Savoy, in a little bit. But I wanted to talk to you first about some things that affect all of us, things that you probably never think about or take into account when you have gatherings or anything like that. But in shamanism, we have a saying that the circle of life goes round and round. And, of course, we're referring to the cycles of nature, spring, summer, fall, winter, and how life renews itself over and over and over, and how all life follows that pattern, that circle, to be born and grow and die and be reborn, just like in spring. And the circle goes on and on. There is no end. We are eternal beings. And so the circle itself is very important in all indigenous cultures. There's a saying that the earth is round, the moon is round, the sun is round, and the drum is round. And of course, the drum is so important to shamanic journeying, and every culture around the globe has used the drum. Native Americans say that the drum is God's favorite instrument because it makes the sound of the heartbeat. The human heartbeat is just like the drum. We do that sometimes with the drum, ta-dum, 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 and it's that sound of the human heartbeat. And when we gather together, we usually, indigenous peoples all over the world and shamanic groups, we tend to gather in circles around a campfire. And there's something about sitting in a circle with people where that brings about this wonderful feeling of togetherness. It seems to bond people that under other circumstances might not even be friends, might not even have anything in common. But somehow when they sit down in a circle of people around a campfire, the pretenses all drop away. They are able to relax into their natural self and open up and talk about things. And I wish, the more I think about it, I wish our politicians would adopt this method of deciding on what bills to pass and how to govern our country. If they could sit down in a circle and become one unit without end, where people could actually bond with each other and see each other's point of view and reach a consensus that way, wouldn't that be wonderful? So the circle is a very important thing. I did a recent journey for someone in which Pachamama, who is the goddess of most of the indigenous cultures in South America, came in the journey. And I found her very interesting because she's round. Everything about her was round. Her head was round. Her body was round. Her eyes were round. Her mouth was round. Everything about her was like this circle that we say is the drum and the earth and the sun and the moon and the circle that we gather in. And it was interesting because I suddenly thought about our culture, where we place so much emphasis on being slender and thin and wearing those small sizes like a 2. And, you know, we have such an insane idea in our country about what is beautiful. Sometimes I have to wonder. But looking at Pachamama with this round fullness that she was, I felt moved to ask her, why are you so round and overweight? And she said, because I'm always pregnant. I'm always giving birth to new life on the earth. There's no end to it. It's I'm always in this state of motherhood. And I was just, it touched my heart when I realized how perfect she was to be this big, round, soft, loving mother that's always giving birth. So I've thought a lot about the circle. I'm also interested in astrology. It's been a hobby of mine for, gosh, probably about 30 years. And I've never become professional in it. It's just a hobby with me. But I find it interesting that we draw a circle also when we make an astrological chart and place the planets around the sun in the center, or around the center of the spoke of it. But the sun and each planet is placed in a different, what we call houses, around the astrological chart. And when it's set for the exact time and place of birth, it's amazing what a very truthful picture it paints of the person that is born at that moment in time. It's almost like a clock is set for that person's life, and the planets moving around the chart are all the little intricate wheels and springs and everything that function in that person's life, triggering certain events at certain times and affecting their planets from where they sit, where the person was born. So it's a fascinating study. Now, as we come up to July 4th, and I know all of you are probably thinking about gathering for barbecues and what kind of food to serve and having fireworks and are going to see a big fireworks show somewhere. And I know your mind is on all that, but my mind went to the astrology of the United States of America, because I'm very concerned about our country. Our country is in bad shape, actually, because of the financial sector, what's been happening with the economy for the last few years, and, of course, with the destruction of many of our resources, like water. I think every body of water in the United States is polluted now and not safe to drink from. And, of course, our land has been bulldozed and We have reinvented what Mother Nature put there. We wiped Mother Nature away, and we put more parking lots and more shopping malls and more apartment buildings and more businesses. And, you know, we have cleared most land in the United States as well, except for our national forest and parks and places like that. There are no huge stands of forest anymore. When our ancestors first came to this land, the United States was rich in resources. The waters were pure and clean, and you could drink from any stream. The forest covered the lands, and it was just rich in all of these resources. And now we've stripped it down to the bare minimum. And it takes a long time for a tree to grow. You know, I saw a bumper sticker once that said, 40 isn't old in a tree. And I thought, well, that's an interesting concept, but it isn't. Do you realize that the average 5 or 6 foot Christmas tree that you might purchase at Christmas is actually about 10 or 11 years old? It's just a baby or a small child. And it takes a long time for trees to grow. And we've nearly denuded the planet of trees, which is, if you stop and think about where our oxygen comes from and how humans have populated exponentially all over the globe and how few trees and plants and algae in the oceans are still producing oxygen for us, you have to wonder where do we go for oxygen when there are no trees or when there's not enough plant life left to produce enough oxygen for everyone on the planet. So it's an interesting thing that we are looking at. So it occurred to me, what would the horoscope for the United States of America look like? And so today I have with me Star Savoy. She is a professional astrologer, tarot reader, and intuitive, now living in beautiful northern Idaho. After 15 years in the Las Vegas area, she moved back to nature, where it's still beautiful and pristine in many areas of northern Idaho. She, her readings are always positive and uplifting, and she points out frequencies that can create one's experiences and how to shift those into positive gifts. So we certainly need to look at our United States horoscope and see what we can shift to bring us back to the noble concepts that our founding fathers had in mind when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, which incidentally was never put into law, but it's a wonderful declaration. And those noble thoughts I would love to see brought back into the United States that I love and that I'm so much want to see as a noble place in the world today. So, Star, it's a wonderful day to welcome you into Shaman's Keep. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Caroline, and thank you for those wonderful words that you spoke. That's the kind of compassion and the awareness that we need to have now about what Mother Earth is asking for, and the sensitivity that you have towards the subject, you know, is something that all of us are tuning into. I'm excited to look at this chart. Thank you for inviting me to look at it. I hadn't really seen it before.
Oh, okay. Well, so, I knew I was taking you a little bit out of your regular comfort zone, but I thought with your positive attitude, maybe we can see the good things that are happening and what we need to do to shift those other things over. Now, before we start on it, though, I did want to mention that you were greatly influenced by Sun Bear and his medicine wheel astrology, which you now combine with Western traditional astrology, right?
Yes, that's what I do, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be great. Well, we're going to look at the chart together, and if I can just take a quick little run through with your listeners, that might help them understand a little bit. As I researched it, I found out that Benjamin Franklin was really, really into the planets, and that he was the one who selected the timing that he wanted for this declaration to be signed, because there were five planets in the sky at that time that were conjunct. He called it eclipsed. But through his work, he saw that when Jupiter and the Sun were conjunct, or he called it, like I said, eclipsed, that good things happened through his research. And that was part of the reason that he wanted to do that. I'm going to put these charts up on my blog later today in case somebody wants to go there and see them. That's at starsavoy.com. But the thing that I also found out that was really interesting was Dane Rudger. Have you ever heard of him? He's a famous astrologer.
Yes.
Well, he did write an edition called The Astrology of America's Destiny. And when he wrote that book and the research that was done, he came up with a time of 10:10 p.m. on July 4th, which gave the rising sign at 13 degrees Sagittarius. Looking at all the other information that was given, that seemed to be the time that really fit his interpretation of the chart. So when I looked at the chart and the rising sign, for those that don't know, in a personal chart, the rising sign is the constellation in the eastern horizon that was coming up the moment that we take our first breath. It's in the first house. It's our personality. It's the clothes we wear. And so when you do a chart for a nation, the rising sign will be an indicator of what the people are like. And so as a Sagittarius, it made perfect sense. They were travelers and visionaries and immigrants from all over the world that came in to look at this country as a place to live and grow. There's some really interesting aspects in the chart here that put their second house of our country as Capricorn. So the planet Pluto was 27 degrees in Capricorn. And that just means that this country was founded on a desire for hard work, integrity and values, and that ability to bring in whatever people need. See, that Capricorn is father energy, and the opposite sign, which is Cancer, is more like mother energy. So the patriarchal would be with the founding fathers. There's all the patriarchal coming in with their visions on what they want to do. I'm going to back up on that Sag rising. Sagittarius is elk. So in the medicine wheel, that elk is that strong power that comes in and says determination, stamina, strength to achieve those goals. When we get into Capricorn, Capricorn is snow goose. And so they work well in teams. They take turns being the lead. They know where they're going. They're instinctive. So that energy in the second house shows the dedication that was needed to bring this in. Also, in astrology, we look at north and south nodes. I like to really look at those in a chart, because the south node says where we came from, what experience that we already know, and the north node is what do we need to learn and strive for to achieve as our destiny. So on this U.S. map here, the south node was in Aquarius, and that energy was like an uprooted feeling that the people had coming here to this country. And that Aquarius was that need for freedom, which drove them. And into the third house, then we have the moon in Aquarius that says, I'm ready for something new. I want exciting new adventures. That's Aquarius. They're the rebels. They're going to be the ones who start a new government. One of the things that I also noticed in researching this, that Ben Franklin spent a lot of time with the Native Americans, and he based what he wanted to see in our contract with his country, that it be individual states, not one country that's led by one leader. So that idea of the states came from the energies that he learned from the Native Americans.
Really?
Yes. It's fascinating. You might want to research Ben Franklin and how he came up with this. It was really interesting, which would explain then why in the U.S. chart we have Aries on the cusp of the fourth house. In astrology, Chiron is known as the wounded healer. Wherever we've been wounded is what we need to heal in this lifetime, and then we can then share that with others. With our chart here of Chiron at 20 degrees Aries in the fourth house, I think that Aries energy just went in like a thoughtless child taking land and country and saying, this is mine, mine, me, me, me. And we know that from history, how tribes of the Native Americans were wiped out mm-hmm. by that energy of that warrior. And it comes from this Chiron in Aries, which we're still learning about going into other countries or taking homes, do you see, and that warrior energy and wanting to take from other people because there's not an awareness there.
Hmm.
Doesn't that make sense? Okay, so then we go to the sixth house here, which we have the planet Uranus, and I like to say it Uranus around the universe. But the planet Uranus in the sixth house of health and work and service in the sign of Gemini, which is saying we were breaking down all the old ways of communicating. Gemini is about learning new languages and speaking and communicating. Uranus is how people from other cultures came here and learned to speak and understand each other.
Mm.
And that's a really fun energy too, you know, breaking loose from that and creating that dream. And still, we're a country of immigrants. Unless you're a Native American, we're all immigrants in this country.
Yes, that's true.
And so that would bring that in, then people wanting to learn how to communicate and talk.
Mm-hmm.
So as we go to the seventh house, and this is where we have this selenium of all these planets, where we have Mars and Gemini, and we have Venus, Jupiter, Sun, Mercury, part of Fortune, all in the sign of Cancer. And the sign of Cancer is about home and family. And that was what drove everybody to want to come to this country, to have a new home, a new beginning. And that really corresponds then with that Capricorn there in the second house. It says, okay, we're going to find a way to make banks and business and how we're going to bring all this in so we can have our homes and families.
mm-hmm.
Okay. With Venus and Jupiter there and Mars all in the seventh house, it was a struggle, but it was a beautiful gift that many people got to share with the Native Americans, how to grow their gardens, how to live in peace on their land, how to have animals around them and live with nature. And so they came in as students, really learning and communicating from the Native Americans. Oh, well, it was A New World. Do you remember that movie? A New World was about Pocahontas and Captain John Smith, I think.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, and how they really taught them how to live and survive. So all of that information that people were learning opened their hearts up to the pain and the loss that they felt from being away from their homeland and wanting to create that. So there's that eighth house here, which is other people's money. It's banking, it's taxes, it's death, it's life, it's renewal. This is where the north node is in Leo. So the south node where we've been, the north node where we're striving to be. We're still wanting to be that big money factor out there to the world, you know, that destiny and that Leo. Here, we'll take care of everything, you know. Eighth house mm-hmm. being other people's money. So here we have money to give to this country and to that cause, and that's part of the reason that we're going through a lot of changes that we're going to. So we'll look at that in the transit next. So then the mm-hmm. ninth house is belief systems, and this is other cultures and long-distance travel. And here we have Neptune in 22 degrees in Virgo. Virgo, by the way, is brown bear, where you go in and it's introspection. You come into yourself and listen to your dreams. Neptune is also a spiritual energy. So the founding fathers that brought their faith over here to work and be of service are the ones that had the courage to do that. Okay, and then that 22 degrees is also a master number in numerology. So the foundation is really built on a lot of high standards and visions and dreams that were set forth. Now we get into the 10th house, and this is the public self, and this is where we have Saturn, 14 degrees in Libra. Saturn is where we face our fears, but where we become the masters. Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is very patriarchal, and it's very strong, and it's cautious, and yet it has wisdom. In the sign of Libra, we're still thinking that we're the ones that are going to make peace all over the world. You know, with that Libra there as the peacemaker, that I think was ingrained into the DNA of our nation when we look at the chart as it is. So that is also, Libra is the judgment and non-judgment. It's that place where we have to work on getting out of our self-righteousness, and that's an energy that comes with judgment. So we're all learning about that in this country, you know, what's right and what's wrong, quote unquote, instead of what is is.
Well, the 11th house is also represents brotherhood, doesn't it? So that's what all the immigrants from all over the world have come here and have found brotherhood among people of different races and religions and everything. Somehow we all live together peacefully.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing.
Well, we've done a lot of studies throughout our 28 years of marriage. We started learning about the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East. Did you ever read those? The five volume by Baird Spaulding. We were looking for the reference this morning, couldn't find it, but one of the references when they were talking to the masters there, they asked them about America. And what came through the masters was that America is this grand experiment of a nation that is to be the guiding light for other nations to see. Mm-hmm. And that's why the name America, which is an anagram for the I am race. If you take all the letters out of America, I am race. And here that Chiron is in Aries, it's I am, you know, kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. But as we also bring in that oneness aspect here, there was something that I wanted to share that was really kind of cool here about Dane Rudyard. He had said that, note the words, proclaim to the world their declaration of independence, that they had achieved the consciousness of unity, a definite individual. So they said, for just as a child is really born, only when he relates himself to the world by breathing the air sensitive to the cosmic influences and utters the world, so the American people were born when they declared openly to the other nations that their act as one people and to exert that will. You know, that oneness for all was something that this was founded on that's gotten lost over the years. So here we are now, and this is the exciting part now, because when I went and I put the transits of where the planets are today on this the chart of the U.S. from 1776, and I went, oh my goodness, look at this. And I was really amazed at how many things that we have up for us now that were similar to then. We have Mars, Jupiter, Sun, and Mercury all in the same places, basically, where they were in 1776.
Wow.
Which Mars and Gemini is telling us we need to really watch how we're talking. We need to see how we're speaking to those warring nations. So a speech is really important right now in our mental thoughts. Jupiter just went into the sign Cancer. I mean, Jupiter is one of my favorite planets. It's expansion, it's opportunities that come up for us to grow and learn and experience is protection, because it's the largest planet in our solar system. It stays 1 year in each sign, and it won't be back for 12 years. So this last year, we have been communicating and talking about ways to have peace, ways to resolve issues. It's been a lot of talk. And since it just moved into Jupiter, just moved into Cancer, this whole next year is going to be about family, security, food, farming, water, all of these things that have to do with Cancerian energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're setting exactly 1 degree in Cancer is the transit, and when 1776, it was 5 degrees in Cancer. So home, all of the people that have been uprooted and have lost their homes, is very similar. All the foreclosures and mm-hmm. people losing their jobs, a lot of this is going on because we're also having Pluto, 10 degrees in Capricorn, that's been going on for a while now. It's right here in the second house of the U.S. chart. 1776, mm-hmm. they're Pluto and Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And the old ways of doing things are having to fade away and be reborn. And this is why I think our money system has been going through such a traumatic upheaval. There has to be a new way to do things because there's been misuse of power. With the greed and all of the money that all these moguls made at the expense of everybody else, there's some karma there too. And mm-hmm. and I think that with this Neptune in Pisces, Chiron in Pisces in the transits, they're here in the U.S.'s third chart of, you know what, we need to own up to what we've done to other people in other countries. You just can't go in there like with your combat boots, is what I was trying to say, just kicking people out of their way and saying mine. And that's the old way that the foundation was built on. Go in, take what's yours, mine, you know, that's how wars are. And aren't we doing that same thing now in all these other countries?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a karma that's being played out. And when I sat with this information last night and was saying, okay, what does this mean with our money system? I think we can just look around now and say, this is the time where families need to come together, extended families, however it's going to be. We see up here a lot of communities forming, and a lot of the kids have moved home with their folks. You know, there's just a priorities are changing, and Capricorn does not like change. And this is where people are freaking out. They're starting to come from fear. And really, through what I've seen over the years, it's the the mass hypnosis of television that gets people all riled up, and then their solar plexus coming from, oh my God, what am I going to do? My money, my food, my home. All of these things that have to do with Cancer and feeling secure.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes.
So what we keep getting told is that Mother Earth is saying, you need to come back and be on me and be with me. Even if you're a city, if you can go somewhere and just hug a tree or smell a flower or bring us some kindness.
Plant a tree. We need to start planting more trees.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's all part of it. Part of it that we're doing up here, too, is we're working with a lot of people that are wanting to make a difference. We have a website called sunlightbioelectric.com. And there, what we're doing is getting people to change over to LED lights. Because everybody just did one light bulb in their home in the U.S., just one LED light bulb, we'd save enough power to shut down the Palo Alto nuclear plant.
Wow.
That's how much energy would be saved.
That's amazing.
This is the kind of consciousness that we need people to not be riled up and be the warrior, I'm going to fight this. We need the compassion of that Pisces energy to now come in and say, okay, Mother, hear my voice. What do you want me to do? We cannot come back as the fighter and the warrior. We need to come back with the compassion of the goddess. And that's where the Cancer energy for this next year We need to feel that nurturing from Mother Earth and give back. So that's one of the things that we're seeing, a sacredness come back with people. They've missed the ways. They don't know. They live in a concrete jungle. If the electricity went out, they couldn't cook. They couldn't flush a toilet. These are the things we might be dealing with. So what we're hearing is that each person needs to feel inside and hear inside what their purpose is to do on this planet. So many people are losing their jobs, and we're saying, yay, this is happening for you and not to you, because the victim is a part of the energy that comes in with cancer. I mean, it's just one of the unevolved energies that we're all working on, you know, the poor me, look what happened, instead of turning that over and say, oh, I learned a valuable gift from that lesson.
If we lose one thing, we have to look around for a new opportunity. And maybe it's not going to be the same as the one we lost. It may be completely different. But look at it as a way of evolving into something new and better, maybe.
Yes, and that's the whole thing that we see going on. So the other thing, having this Libra energy, the Libra, it gets really complacent. It doesn't want to make waves, you know, to keep the peace. Okay, I'm not going to make any waves. I'm just going to do this, be complacent, let things stay here. But see, the opposite sign there, that Aries energy is activated with Uranus and Aries. This Uranus and Aries is 12 degrees now. U.S. is Chiron, 20 degrees Aries. This is going to be going on for years.
Oh, yes, and that square between Pluto in the second house of money and Uranus, it's in the fourth house?
Sixth house.
It's
yeah.
Okay.
In the natal chart, the square
right.
is there. And that is also, it's going to be hard for the people that don't have any foundation or spiritual sense. And what we've been receiving for years now is that we cannot resolve these kind of problems of violence and confusion in a non-spiritual way. We have to tune into whatever our spirituality is for us individually and become more conscious and more aware of how we treat people, because it starts at home. We can't say, oh, look what we're doing across over in Pakistan, when in our own community, in our own family, do you see? So our teachings were said, first we have our spiritual, then we have our family, then we have our community, then we have our state and our nation.
Right.
We have to start from that core.
Yes, and that's
based on that.
Yeah, and that's Cancer, and our nation's sun is, and most of the planets are in Cancer. So we have to bring it all back to home. We have to bring it all back home and work on home, making home better and making things work better here. So I'm also interested in rulerships, because I know that the planets, as they pass through the signs, they're still subject to the ruler of that sign. So Saturn is the ruler of the second house of money for our nation. And what's happening with Saturn in the charts, in the transits and everything?
Saturn happens to be in Scorpio, and the North Node is in Scorpio, and they're in the 11th house. Mm-hmm. And the 11th house is corporations and big groups, but it's also hopes and wishes. It's the house of Aquarius. But it's also taking a serious look at our view of how precious is a life, or how death works. Mm-hmm. You see, Scorpio is root chakra survival when it's unevolved. The evolved Scorpio then can transmute to the snake medicine. When we get into the Native American, Scorpio is snake. And snake sheds its skin that can say, you know what, I'm not dying, I'm just changing. We need to be willing to change our own dogma, our own mistakes, our own hopes and wishes, as it be.
Yes.
With the North Node there also, this is our destiny, is to really get out of the survival and find the strength. That's what the Pluto and the Capricorn in the second house is. There's such a fear of losing that Capricorn can't stand a lose, that that activates that survival energy, you see? So what I've noticed, too, is there's a real change in relationships in this new paradigm that we're in. Used to be the patriarchal. I'm the man, you're the wife, you stay home, and, you know, that whole thing. In this new paradigm, men are and women are really looking at becoming equals and understanding that we each have our own gift to bring to the relationship. We call that unequals. But we remember years ago, the great-grandmothers were in a sweat lodge, and when they came out, the vision that they shared, that they received, was that man had closed off his heart because of all the hurt and pain that he had done to others. Woman had closed her throat because of the words that couldn't be spoke. Oh. And now, during this time, we need to come into our relationships and our authentic self and be able to speak to our man about this is not appropriate anymore. And that's where I think that the women are speaking up. The mothers are speaking up. We're getting more women who are in government. They have that beautiful woman there that's the president. I mean, we have all over the world this feminine aspect of saying, okay, men, we need to look at, yes, it's okay that we have to protect, but let's do it in a way that we're conscious. You see, right. There's a new cycle to this energy that was created in 1776 that we now... through the wheel, and I loved your analogy and your feeling with the wheel and the circle, because that's what I love about the medicine wheel and about the chart. Mm-hmm. Each of the houses here is a teaching and a lesson that we're here in this lifetime to get and to understand. So we go around and around and around until it comes up again, and here we are with these four planets all right there where they were in 1776, and Mars and Jupiter and Sun and Mercury saying, hey, what are we doing? What are we really doing?
Yes, yes, it is definitely a time of great change, because as it was in 1776, it was a very momentous time. They made some decisions that were not easy to make, you know, to war against England and to create an independent nation, and all these things were momentous. And of course now we're in a situation where we're almost, I mean, many of the same planets in the same places. And I look at our country and I think a lot of structures and a lot of things that we set in motion years and years ago are not going to survive through this change. We have to find a new way of being.
Well, you know, it's like when we saw a lot of the forest that had the beetle, this beetle disease, and they died, and especially in Oregon and Washington, and we saw the benefit of the fires that came in and took down the old unhealthy and all the new growth that came up after that.
Yes.
I really feel that we're going to go through a change, and we all know that we need to do this in order to have something new. How radical it will be will depend on our level of peace, our level of not panicking, our level of dealing with change. Mm-hmm. And for Capricorns, change is so hard. I've watched Capricorns over the last few years have heart attacks, just become because they can't control things like they like to control. Mm-hmm. And that same issue is happening now. We still have Moon in Aquarius. We're still the rebels. We're still thinking that we can go in there with our self-righteousness and change things. And you know, the dream for a oneness, for a one world, is still a dream that a lot of people have, that peace, harmony. But how do we do that? Mm-hmm. Well, I studied a lot of Joseph Campbell's work, and I did a lot of history on religions, and especially into the Middle East, where it was really recognized that a lot of these people keep reincarnating to the same place over and over and over and over. They're warriors that just cannot change their fighting patterns.
They're not ready to give up yet. But
no.
Star, I'm so sorry, but we are just about out of time. So I want you to Yes, it goes fast. So I want you to give your two websites, and I believe you had a special offer for our listeners today.
Oh, yes. I would love to see where this Jupiter and all this Cancer energy is in people's charts. So if they want to just go to Star Savoy, that's StarSavoy.com. From there, you can see my specials and my blog and all of that that I'll be putting up as well. The special that I'm giving your readings, the reading to your listeners, is a $30 special. You can have three questions, and I'll look at your chart, and it's my honor for those who want it. So,
okay. But they do have to mention the keyword is radio to get that discount,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Correct. Good for you. Thank you.
All right. So anyone listening, if you would like a reading from Star, go to www.starsavoy.com or www.medicinewheelastrology.com and put in radio as your code, and she will give you this special discount. Now, we do have to say goodbye for today. So, Star, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Blessings.
Okay. And for all my listeners, come back next week. I have a special treat. Deneen, the singer-songwriter who recorded that wonderful album, Fire Prayer, is going to be my guest, and you'll get to hear some of her wonderful music. It's going to be fabulous. So join me next week. And until then, may the sun kiss your face, may the waters bless your body, and may all nature sing in your presence.